This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCCPM rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme for this year's NCCPM rally will be Yuva Shakti Vikasit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally will also witness participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Besides more than 650 volunteers from Mera Yuva Bharat, ministries of education and tribal affairs from across the nation will also attend the rally as special guests. In Uttarakhand, the Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will be implemented today with the inauguration of the Rules and UCC portal. Once the law is effective, Uttarakhand will become the first state in independent India with a Uniform Civil Code in place. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that all necessary preparations for implementing the UCC have been completed. He also reiterated that the UCC will bring uniformity in society and ensure equal rights and duties for all citizens. The Chief Minister further mentioned that the aim of the Uniform Civil Code is to bring uniformity in all personal civil matters that discriminate based on caste, religion, region or gender. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Muscat in Oman for the 11th Joint Commission meeting from today. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will hold talks with Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Minister Oman, Qais bin Mohammed bin Musa Al Yusuf. Both the ministers will hold wide-ranging discussions on trade, investment and the global economic situation. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Foreign Secretary Misri will participate in a meeting of the Foreign Secretary-Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today to participate in the Mahakumbh. Mr. Shah will also take a holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. The Home Minister is expected to meet several saints, including Shankaracharya Puri and Shankaracharya Dwarka. Uttar Pradesh government has declared the entire Mahakumbh Mela area in Prayagraj as no vehicle zone from today. The decision has been taken to ensure smooth management of the massive crowds expected on Mauni Amavasya on 29th of January. The Integrated Control and Command Centre has been activated to monitor crowd density and ensure that no excessive gathering takes place at Sangam Nose. Quick response teams have been deployed in high-density areas to handle emergencies. Domestic benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading low for the second straight session today, pressured by concerns over weak corporate earnings, uncertainty in US trade policy and persistent foreign outflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex was trading at 75,909 after declining around 281 points, while the NSE Nifty 50 dipped 93 points at 22,998 when the reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan and Punjab today. It also said that dense fog conditions are expected during the night and early morning hours over Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 2 days. In the Women's Hockey India League, HIL, Odisha Warriors lifted the inaugural edition title after they registered a hard-fought 2-1 victory over JSW Surma Hockey Club in the final at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda AstroTurf Hockey Stadium in Ranchi yesterday. Rutuja Dadaso Pissal netted 2 goals for Warriors and was also named Player of the Match. In the award ceremony, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren presented the trophy to Orissa Warriors skipper Neha Goyal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.